Edward of Carnarvon, you are guilty of incompetence, allowing others to govern to the detriment of the people and church, not listening to good advice, and pursuing occupations unbecoming.
And so, at Kenilworth Castle on January the 20th, 1327, King Edward II was forced to renounce his throne. In his place, his 14-year-old son was crowned King Edward III, and Edward was taken away to spend the last 8 months of his life in captivity. Many historians consider Edward II an ineffective king, but from the beginning Edward was unlucky. He inherited a bankrupt exchequer and conflict with Scotland that was turning against England. He was also a victim of his own flaws. He was a poor military man, and he was guilty of blind loyalty, bordering on obsession, with two male friends, first Piers Gaveston, and then Hugh Despenser the Younger. This trait was to cause him problems throughout his reign. Immediately his father died, Edward sent for his close companion Piers Gaveston, who had been exiled by his father. Was Piers a friend, the brother Edward longed for, or his lover? Historians can't agree. Whatever the relationship, Gaveston was given huge influence and power. The barons, too, resented Gaveston's arrogance and superior position. And in 1312, to Edward's distress and fury, they captured, tried, and executed Gaveston. Edward craved revenge, but it was 10 years before his craving was satisfied. In 1314, he was forced to turn his attention to subduing the Scots. Although his army was large and well-equipped, it was unexpectedly defeated at the Battle of Bannockburn in 1314, after Robert the Bruce lured him into a trap. By 1320, two new royal favourites were infuriating the nobility, Hugh Despenser the Younger and his father, Hugh Despenser the Elder. They controlled access to the king, monopolised his council, and greedily took advantage of their position to expand the Despenser lands, much to the chagrin of the lords of the Welsh Marches, including Roger Mortimer. By 1321, the lords had risen up in rebellion, a rising that Edward put down, exacting brutal revenge on his arch-enemy and first cousin Thomas of Lancaster by having him tried and beheaded, and so avenging the murder of Gaveston. But Edward's increasing reliance on the younger Despenser drove a rift between him and his queen. As a result, when Isabella travelled to France to liaise with her brother the king, she didn't return. Instead, she formed an alliance with the king's enemy Roger Mortimer, and may also have become his lover. Together, they launched an invasion of England. The lords and people rose up against the hated Despensers, and Edward and his favourite fled rebellious London to Wales. They were captured en route to the stronghold of Caerphilly. Hugh Despenser was executed, and Edward was forced to abdicate his crown in favour of his son. He was imprisoned at Berkeley Castle. On the 21st of September 1327, less than 8 months after his abdication, Edward was reported dead. Probably murdered, most likely by suffocation, rather than by red-hot iron, after a series of plots to free him. Whatever the misery of his reign, Edward II received a splendid funeral. But was Edward's body in the coffin? And does he lie beneath this magnificent tomb, or does an impostor? Some believe that Edward might have escaped in 1327, made his way to Europe and died in Italy in the 1340s, when his body was then brought back to Gloucester and buried in this tomb. One historian has gone as far as to suggest the bodies were never switched, and someone else lies buried beneath the marble sarcophagus in front of you. Whatever the truth, without Edward II, Gloucester Cathedral would be a very different place. The money donated by the pilgrims to his tomb and raised by his son helped to remodel the east end of the cathedral, in which you're standing, in the new perpendicular style, a magnificent achievement in death for a king who achieved so little in his life.
To draw your own conclusions as to whether Edward escaped or was murdered, you might like to read the books by Ian Mortimer and Seymour Phillips. To return to the main menu, stay on the line, or hang up and ring back when you're ready to listen to another story.